Minkä jattwissijiet u twiddip l-Australjani jkompli jaqgħu vittma ta' telefonati disonesti internazzjonali. Il-Kummissjoni għall-Konsumatur u l-Kompetizzjoni fl-Awstralja tagħmel twissija partikolari dwar waħda minn dawn, ċoe tip ġdid ta' telefonata imsejħa Wangiri, fejn wieħed jirċievi telefonati misterjużi minn barra l-Awstralja. Jekk għandek mobile huwa probabbli li jinnutajt li kellek telefonata minn numru internazzjonali u mhux magħruf u li tkun immissjajt. Il-Kap Deputat tal-Kummissjoni Delia Rickard tajt li l-Kummissjoni qiegħda tara żieda drammatika f'telefonati disonesti minn numri internazzjonali.
Australian phones are being flooded at the moment with what we call Wangiri scams. And this is where you get a call from an overseas number, they ring once, hang up, and what they want you to do is to call them back.
Jekk il-persuna ċempel il-numru lura, min jaqbad il-telefon jipprova jżomm lill-persuna fl-Awstralja fuq il-linja kemm jista' jkun. L-espert fit-teknoloġija Valence Queen jgħid li huma jistgħu jduqqu xi mużika fuq it-telefon jew jaqraw l-oroskopju jew sempliċement jgħidulek iżomm il-linja.
Well, it's just like a 1-300 number type of thing. So you get charged for the call, and the longer the call is, the more you get charged. And the scammers can basically set the cost per minute.
Il-Kummissjoni tajt li min jannar li għadda sissa irċeviet 109 każ ta' dan it-tip ta' imbrolju. Intant hija tajt li mhux kulħadd jirrapporta dan, għalhekk in-numru veru ta' dawn it-telefonati jista' jkun ferm ikbar. Il-persuni li għaddew minn din l-esperjenza huma persuni komuni.
Well, I think we all have, haven't we, at some point or another, so yes, definitely.
You always get them?
Yes, quite frequently, every few weeks.
Yeah, sometimes I get for events or something, and they ask me, would you like to do a survey?
I've got like so many people calling me and they don't answer.
Delia Rickard me l-Kummissjoni temmen li l-immigranti għandhom ċans ikbar li jaqgħu vittmi ta' dan.
If you know people in the country that's they're calling from, particularly if it's your home country and you've got family there, you're definitely going to be more at risk because you're going to look at that and hope that it's someone you know, you're waiting to hear from and call back. So, yeah, I do think people from cult backgrounds are more at risk of this just because they're likely to have more overseas connections.
X'inhu għalhekk jagħmlu l-kumpaniji tat-telefon biex jikkontrollaw din il-problema. F'artiklu fuq il-websajt tagħha Telstra twiddeb lill-klijenti tagħha biex ma jweġbux telefonati minn numri internazzjonali mhux magħrufa u tissuġġerixxi li jibblukkaw numri mhux neċessarji. Optus tinkoraġġixxi lill-klijenti tagħha biex jirrapportaw dawn l-inċidenti lil Scamwatch fil-Kummissjoni. Min-naħa tagħha Vodafone tajt li waqt li huma jibblokkaw numri folots u disonesti, il-kumpaniji tat-telefon għandhom limitu tax jistgħu jagħmlu. Vodafone tajt li l-monitoraġġ u blukkar huwa wieħed kontinwu, għaliex sfortunatament meta numru jiġi blukkat, il-persuni responsabbli ta' din l-attività kriminali ibidlu għal numru ieħor. Intant, skont Valence Quinn, il-parir lill-konsumatur huwa wieħed sempliċi.
Well, it happened to me the other week, actually. I got a call from Cuba. I know I don't know anybody from Cuba, so I didn't answer it, which is what you should not do. Don't answer the phone. And really, I think it just depends on whether you know someone in that country. Most likely, you probably don't, so just don't answer.